Welcome back to Computers 2K5. You are listening to 850 The Buzz. Good morning again, everybody, and happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. I'm Amnon, your host for the next hour now.
you get this look on your face like, whoo, deer in the headlights.
Along with Jim Duffy.
Good morning, sir.
Lawrence Hart.
Hello.
Spence is here.
Good morning.
And walking right into the studio without into any your announcement.
Life. Into your
we,
life.
We need to change the
into your life.
Access code to prevent.
I'll break that too. I watch plenty of episodes of It Takes a Thief, baby.
And our producer screener this fine morning is Eleanor. Good morning,
good
Eleanor.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
It's a lot of fun, isn't it?
It's a blast.
Sunday morning.
This
Did
is
you
my
ever
first
think
thought?
That this is what's happening in
I'm Sunday sorry?
Did you ever think that this would happen on Sunday morning?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
We didn't either. I mean, look. Anyway, do we have a weather report?
We do. Would you like to hear it?
Please.
Okay. Well, we've got a beautiful Mother's Day with plenty of sunshine and fairly low humidity, high around 80. Tonight, clear and pleasantly cool, lows around 50. Tomorrow, sunny again and warm, highs near 80. The weather is brought to you by Knights Play Golf Center in Apex. It's Manic Mondays with half-price greens fees till 5 p.m. Call 303-4653. For tee times at Knights Play Golf Center, and it's currently 63 degrees and clear in the triangle.
And climbing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our number is 860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone. But, Larry, you hold on because we need to talk with Mark. Morning, Mark.
Good morning and happy Mother's Day to all those listening mothers out there. How are you guys?
Fine.
Like there's any listening right now.
That's true.
What's up?
Hey, what we have going on this week, the Wisconsin Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against a California internet service provider for fraud. Apparently, they were doing some telemarketing methods in which they were obtained the credit card information of small business companies and have been charging them ever since. So now they're in big trouble. Fan fiction has been growing through the thousands for new stories. What that means is all these new, all our fans are writing columns and articles, posting on the internet. And an interesting relation to that is the fact that a New York law firm is being sued by another law firm for posting a news article about it. What happened here in this case is there are competing law firms, and one of the law firms on their websites has the little latest news ticker, and that's something they more or less have paid an outside source to have that on. And what they've done with the outside source is put on a news article that their competitor is now facing sanctions from the state bar from client complaints. Well, their competitor got quite upset and filed a lawsuit against their competitor. Now, to me, this is clearly a First Amendment right issue, and there really shouldn't be an issue. But here are two law firms who, in theory, should know the logistics and the basis of their arguments. However, we're in the Wild West, and anything goes. So if you are going to write articles about another, although you may be exercising your First Amendment right, don't be surprised if you make someone upset with some deep pockets because you could be in court. So just think about that.
I'd rather not.
So make sure you write bad news about somebody who you know doesn't have any money.
Right. There you go. Now we have nothing to worry about. A big ring of software pirates. That is people who have been making illegal copies of software, distributing them all over the
world.
They've been jailed. They're known as Drink or Dyers is their code name, and they have been, I guess, well known throughout the international ring as the biggest group of web piracy members ever. And so it's really big, really big news for all the agencies out there trying to put a stop to all this piracy work.
Where are they?
In London.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that they had done, this is one of their claim to fame, the gang allowed internet surfers to download software for free, often before it was released, including Windows 95 2 weeks before it was released.
Wow.
So they had Windows 95 2 weeks before it was released. Hey, download Windows 95.
It was Windows 94 back then.
Yeah, 94B.
Yeah. It's kind of like a group that you're rooting on to keep going, but you know what they're doing is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In case you guys didn't know this, Belize High Court, that's Indian's High Court, has made a statement that phishing is a form of fraud. Did you know that?
No.
Yes. Do we all know what phishing is?
Yeah. Well, phishing, for those who don't know what's going on, this is all these, Parham is casting and reeling it in, which is the same thing, with all these messages, emails about eBay and your bank accounts and all that, trying to get you to log in and correct
now,
or update.
Internet phishing is different from trolling in a bar, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
So it's not spelled the same. It's CH versus
PH.
Oh, it's fishing. All right, instead of
fishing, yeah. I'm going fishing.
Well, here's something that's quite alarming. What they're doing now, fishing is now going to keylogger attacks, and that's something to really be concerned about. You know, your normal good business practices never open up an attachment that you don't know what it is and who sent it from you. Well, they're putting this their bugs into attachments and emails or going onto their websites. And once you're there, now they have a keylogger software that's tracking all of your moves on the internet. And as soon as you go into your bank, it automatically sends it to them, all your information, your username and password. Thus, they can have access to it. It's pretty scary.
All the more reason to have a very good firewall and real-time ad blocker software running.
Absolutely.
The Microsoft one. Yes. It works great.
And that kind of, this keylogger gets in the spyware whole issue. And, there's a new report that came out that because of all the stuff that's going on there, despite all the security breaches, that industry is worth billions. The spyware industry.
Yeah.
And then you get in our latest and personal information hackings. Time Warner has lost 600,000 employees' personal information.
Yeah, they lost it, right?
Yep. They're
looking through every desk to try to find it now. It's in one drawer somewhere.
Who's got that tape? Who is it right here somewhere?
they claim there has not been any customer information and just employees. That makes it feel better. And the U.S. military forgot to redact some names, and they sent and released some documents that had personal information of some of the military personnel.
The whereabouts of Osama and all that.
Yeah.
He's in a cave, Cave 3B, just south of the border. We know exactly where he is. He's actually watching IPTV right now.
Wirelessly.
Yes, that's right. Wireless IP. He's got a good brand. He's got good bandwidth.
Yeah, he's
good. His band is the legal news of the week.
Cool.
What is it, Pam?
Mark.
Yes.
Where are your offices located at?
Our offices are located off 273B at Farrington Road and 54.
Okay.
As if you're heading to downtown UNC.
Okay.
Chapel Hill.
All right. All right, Mark.
It was a pleasure talking with you, Al.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Thanks.
Talk to you next week. Happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye.
Bye. This was Mark Ishman, our resident
legal nut.
Legal host.
Gotta watch what I say in the air. I get myself in trouble.
You can always go and see what Mark does at www.ishmanlaw.com. Anyway, our number is 860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone. Larry!
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine. I had two questions.
Yeah.
One, if you've got your computer set up with a router, I've got a wireless router.
Okay.
If I put up a second computer, mm-hmm. and can you put a wireless adapter on that one, Ethernet yeah. adapter?
Absolutely.
Okay, but you don't have to have a wireless adapter on your main computer.
No, remember, the router that you have will support both wired and wireless. So okay. you can have one computer on wireless and one on wired.
Okay.
Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wanted to make sure.
Yes, it's just a different physical medium that you're using to connect to the router. Either you're physically connected with a wire or you're connected using the wireless connection. So it's the same pool of addresses are being used, and you're sitting behind the same firewall as the wired users.
I'll jump in and add, because I've had that, people actually ask me this. If you're running it with a wireless connection, can I only have one, or can I have a lot of different wireless people? You can have many. So you could have that one machine plugged in.
256.
You can have that one machine plugged in via a wire, and then three other machines in the house that have wireless adapters on them.
Yeah.
And now you've got three wireless machines and one wired machine.
There are two limitations. One is how many users that router can support, meaning how many addresses it can put out there for you to use on your private network.
Right.
And the other one is...
And your call.
We got Benny Hill in the room.
And the other limitation is on the wireless side, how many simultaneous users the wireless network can support, because wireless is a shared medium. You're all fighting to get bandwidth. You're all using the same connection, and you're all basically trying to talk at the same time. And the idea behind wireless is that it has a graceful way for you to all share the same connection. So the more wireless connections you have, the slower those users will be because you're sharing bandwidth.
Did we confuse you enough, Lair?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is this too much information?
No. Then I had one other small question for you, Gid.
All right, quick.
Okay. Does he put his books out on CDs?
A great question is that 70% of our books that we sell are in electronic book form because they go...
Larry's asking because Larry is visually impaired. That's why he's asking that.
Oh, I see. Well, we sell our books if you download them in PDF. If you can read a PDF file, you can read our books.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right.
Sounds good, then.
Okay.
Okay.
Take care, Larry.
Yep.
Bye. Yep. And your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz. Welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Our numbers 860-0850, star at 50 and pound at 50 on your cell phone. Eleanor.
Yes.
Caller number what for? Tehran IP Telephony Dictionary.
Oh, my goodness. Six.
Caller number six right now, 875-0062. 875-0062. We'll get the book by Rich Tehran. Is he Iranian? No, he's not, is he?
Yes, he is.
He is?
Yeah.
All right.
That's like 600 pages. That's a thick one. That's another thick one.
That is a thick one.
Now, do you sell these books by the pound?
And this is, have, like, and this is called structure? Altos Publishing. And we have with us here in the studio, Lawrence Hart.
Yes.
All right. Oh, I turned the mic again. Hart, sorry about that.
Who is the
founder and
president, publisher?
Yes.
Everything.
Founder, president, publisher, author, consultant, all that stuff.
Receptionist.
Receptionist.
Of Altos. And that's a local company, by the way.
Located down in Fuquay.
Very, very. Yep. I am very impressed so far.
Why,
I'm very impressed.
He has a chance to mess up? You might so
Everybody
far be impressed?
I mean, I have a chance to mess up. you know.
Well, we stopped being impressed a long time ago with you.
Yeah, some more questions.
So we were talking specifically about IP television.
Right. There's
a lot more to it than that. But
We're not going to turn this.
No, we're not. No, that's not what we're going to talk about specifically now. But I want to talk more about what your company does, and the kind of clientele, and how do you distribute your books? How do people get an idea of what you're publishing?
And you know, this is good, but this can probably answer in 30 seconds. How do you do that? But I'd like to know something more. Is how do you find people to write those books?
Well, all of them are good questions. So the kind of people who write our books are people with a lot of experience in particular areas. They may be directors, CEOs, CTOs, or engineers who have a specific focus. Sometimes our authors come from reviewers. So when we release a book, we'll normally contact maybe 50 to 100 companies in a particular area. So, for example, Bluetooth or wireless LAN, as we contact companies for them to review to make sure we're technically correct, then these smart people will emerge and we'll sometimes offer them the opportunity to author a book.
Okay.
The books that we publish cover wireless, datacom, anything that we consider technology or how-to books. 70% of our books are sold outside the U.S., and over 70% of our books are sold in electronic form, which is very, very important. They are semi-technical so that people who are just getting involved in particular areas such as WCDMA or EVDO or wireless LAN or public LAN mobile radio can get a jump start in that particular area.
So when you're looking for authors, how would they contact you? Or if there's someone who might want to contact you about working on a book, what would they do?
Well, the first thing, before they contact me, be focused on what you want to accomplish. Just wanting to author a book is wonderful.
I'm sure there's caveats to this. So, yeah.
So the most important thing, I'm always open to let people submit their ideas for a book, but the book that they're publishing should be somewhat problem-solving focused. They should have a list of 10 problems they're going to solve in their book. So if they do have a book, they can just email us to info@althos.com, info@althos.com.
Althos, that's A-L-T-H-O-S.
Yes.
And just give us an idea of a suggested subject and maybe a couple of problems the book's going to address. I'm very happy to look at those proposals.
Great. So you mentioned before that you're active, that you go to Supercom and the consumer.
Consumer Electronics Show, Supercom. We also operate temporary bookstores at industry trade shows. I've personally operated them at the large trade show in the U.S., Supercom. The ITU Telecom in Geneva. We set up these small temporary books. It's kind of like a Barnes & Noble. The difference being is that these technical books that I brought here today and from other publishers, they're not readily available for you to view in Barnes & Noble and other retail bookstores, so we bring them to these trade shows. So if you get a chance to go to the Consumer Electronics Show or Supercom or NAB, they typically have industry bookstores where you can actually see the books instead of just looking at them on Amazon.
So, but can people purchase these books through your website too? Well, you said most of it's done electronically though. What type of format would it be? PDF?
Well, the electronic books that we publish, it's basically a mirror image of the books we have here in the studio. The books are in PDF form so that anybody with an Adobe Acrobat player, and they can get it for free if they don't have it, can view the books. So they can get our books by going to althosbooks.com or going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Oh, so you're saying that they are at Barnes & Noble?
You can get them at Barnes & Noble online. Some Barnes & Noble...
So they don't typically put them out.
Okay,
the shelf.
I wanted to get the soft cover book, a printed book. What do I do?
If you want to get a printed book, you can either get it from AlthosBooks.com, go to Amazon.com, okay, or go to BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay. So you can. We gave that away already. And we gave that away too. Who is our winner of the IP Telephony Dictionary?
Our winner is Amos Mills of Fuquay-Varina. Congratulations to Amos.
Congratulations, Amos.
And Amos is also on the phone. He has a question for you.
Okay, we'll take him right now. Congratulations, Amos.
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
All right.
I just want to say I'm a long-time fan. I've been listening to you guys every Sunday, and I'm really
Thank you.
All right, check this out. I have a pretty large-sized house, and a lot of my computers are using wireless internet. Now, my access point is all the way on the side of my house. And I'm trying to figure out a way, and I have computers on the opposite side of the house, so I'm trying to figure out a way how I can get that signal to reach the entire house, because I have wireless needs on the first and the second floor of my house.
Do you have a Sawzall?
I have a what?
A Sawzall.
What is that?
It's a saw that you use, remodelers use. Just open up the walls in the house, and that signal will work real good.
I can't redo that. My house is about 14 years old. If I rip up the walls, I don't want to know that.
Buy your neighbor a router. And so on that side of the house, you get better connection through his connection.
Amos, what about putting it in the middle of the house?
Well, see, the problem is my cable modem from my ISP is the outlet where I can plug it in is right on the side of my house.
But you can extend it.
Run a cable.
Well, see, it gets slower. The farther out that cable gets from my cable modem, the slower it gets.
Huh?
No.
Well, that's you mean on the physical coax itself, the further out you move it, the slower it gets?
The wires are so old in my house, they had to put in a digital booster.
Oh. With the digital booster, a short length of cable like that shouldn't be affected by distance, unless it's really the wrong cable or damaged. So
you should be able to add 20, 30 feet to that cable of coax.
You need to get one thing. You need to have is after the booster. Does the booster give you more than one output, or is it just one in, one out?
It's a whole house booster.
So you might look at the splitters that you're using too. Make sure that they're the recommended splitters.
Can't we leave the cable modem where it is and just run a longer cable to the router?
Yeah. Then I have some placement issues.
You've got a couple other options. You can go with a better antenna, number one, depending on your manufacturer. And they also make a new device, Netgear makes, that uses your house wiring as a wireless extender. So it's fair. I mean, the point is, go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, Amos, one of the other options you have is what a lot of people don't tell you is that wireless LAN hub that you've got there, or the wireless LAN routers, is probably set at 100 milliwatts, which is one-tenth of what they're allowed to do. So you can buy yourself an RF booster and get a much extended range for your wireless LAN hub, because in the U.S.
Standard's up to 1 watt.
Are we going back to fanning the coal?
Well, this is stuff that's not regular consumers.
This is a little bit advanced stuff, but I mean, I have an idea where you're going. You're talking about editing the firmware. An external device. Okay.
Yeah, you can get the device in Best Buy. I saw it the other day. It boosts your RF up. It basically is a bidirectional amplifier that, you know, boosts it up on the outbound and the inbound. The further away you get from your wireless LAN hub, the lower your data rate is going to be, because your signal quality is going to go down. So that booster will help you with your data rates as well.
One of the problems is that a lot of the low-cost wireless access points that are out there don't have connectors on the antennas.
This is a Linksys router, and they gave me a nice little detachable.
Oh, then you're okay.
Dual antenna setup.
Yep.
So I just got to find the right connection. Go ahead.
I was just saying that for others, the best thing to do is to always locate the access point, the wireless, the radio, in the middle of the house.
But the issue with using a booster is the fact that if you have neighbors also using wireless, you're going to blow them away.
You're going to create
an issue
and
interference.
Like we care about them. It's all about us. We don't care about them. But then they get a nice signal from your house. That's why you want to make sure you have encryption.
Make sure your security's turned on.
The other reason I was kind of having issues with moving the router is because I have my own server, my own little Windows 2003 server.
That's fine. All you would have to do.
I wasn't sure that was going to mess anything up.
It's not going to miss anything.
You need to build a Pringles can directional antenna.
I've tried that. I took an old 10 pie tin. I cut it up and made my own little, I can't remember what you called it, but I stuck it on my antenna.
Yeah.
And the wall started to turn brown where you were pointing it, right? Starting to bake the paint off the wall?
No, but every time the phone ring, it would make some new sounds.
You have
a 2.4 gigahertz cordless phone. That's we'll go. That's another reason you might be losing your signal.
Yeah.
You might want to go to a 5 gigahertz phone
or
back to 900.
Right.
But, yeah, this is a real sore point because the FCC has changed the way they also measure the signals. They're now measured at the output of the antenna as opposed to originally they were measured at the amplifier itself. The antenna was irrelevant.
Well,
so now they got it's much lower power.
So I'm willing to bet the FCC is not going to drive all the way out to come measure my internet signal.
No, nobody's going to come measure.
But they might be listening.
But we know who you are.
No, and besides,
I don't mind. Let them come.
He's not doing anything illegal.
No, that's right.
There's nothing illegal about boosting it up.
No.
The only thing is I'm thinking about his neighbors calling the manufacturer of theirs and say, look, we have it, but we keep on hooking to our neighbors. You know,
again, it's all about us.
I know.
You know,
Amron, you got any of those 50-watt linear amps left from CB days?
I only have 500.
500?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be something.
That'll do, right? As I say, you need to sit there with a fan and cool them off.
Well, good luck. Let us know.
You can go to the beach and be...
If you wind up going with the booster, I know that Linksys also makes passive gain antennas that you can plug in too. It doesn't have to be an active booster. That might give you enough.
Okay.
Enough.
Try
boost.
It. Let us know.
All right, I sure will.
Okay, Amos. And
thank
again,
you very much.
And again, congratulations on the book.
Yes.
Take care, man.
I'm going to try. I've decided I'm going to break down. I know that the standard, the 802.11n standard, is still in flux, but you can buy APs that use the MIMO antenna technology. And who cares if it's only me using it and I'm not a company, then what I buy is just, it's going to work. It doesn't matter what the standard is.
It will work forever and ever. But
I know a friend who's got a farm out in towards Greensboro that has it on his farm, and he gets incredible range with this thing, and I might just give it a shot. It's worth it.
Out in the tractor. Yeah, got to get that internet connection. Got my laptop.
Has his laptop on his riding lawnmower. He rides around out there as he's cutting the grass, and he's using his laptop.
You get the John Deere model, the Q19. I got a built-in wireless access point, and this thing with a laptop comes with it. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Mow that yard.
Real-time corn prices.
Before these guys are getting really, really lost.
Hey, grass catcher's got a wireless internet connection in it.
Your calls are coming up next right here on Sports Radio 850. The Buzz.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should mention that. Jim is going to be mad at me now. He's going to be mad. I actually picked up at Aldi, which is, there's one store in Raleigh, right? There's one retail store, I think it's in North Raleigh.
Yep.
I happen to be coming back from Charlotte and stopped at the Aldi in Asheboro.
And you picked up?
And I bought a 5.1 megapixel camera. It's their brand called the Traveler. It's got a 2.5-inch LCD screen on it. It comes
huge.
comes with a 256 meg SD card, two rechargeable batteries, a caddy, a power supply, a mobile adapter for when you travel to plug it into the caddy, and cables for video and for USB was $199.
Wow.
And it does MPEG video and regular photos. And
it's nice.
It's really a nice camera.
Nice.
So Aldi's going to get a flood of people this morning running and looking for this thing.
Me and the front of the line.
Nabil.
Yes, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amnon and guys. I'm calling to congratulate you on making the decision to come down to our humble place. for all your fans to come and see you. And I hope that you would make a habit of this.
I'm going to try to.
Yeah.
This is a good place to go, and the services that you provide are great.
Well, I appreciate the plug, but this is all about you and your fans. You've done me a service a long time ago, and I feel that...
Where's the
violin? It's your fans' turn. I mean, you just help people out. You just blunt for anybody and everybody.
Where's the violin player?
Yeah, I know.
All right, Nabil.
I'm so honored and humbled by you coming down.
And how do we describe where to for
it's
people?
It's the main entrance to the flea market, basically in between the two buildings, building number one and two in the atrium.
Okay,
they
that's
can't
what
miss
I said.
Us.
Okay.
It says do it yourself and get refill kit. Yeah, so I hope with all your friends, all your listeners that have been dying to meet you and see you, that would get a chance to come down.
Two people are going to show up.
Yeah. Okay.
And one of them will be an 18-year-old kid. Yeah. No, never mind.
Yeah, and Spence and Jim, they're more than welcome to come down.
They've got things that
I have. I have Nabil, unfortunately, Mother's Day obligations.
Okay.
I'd love to be there.
Let's make it a habit. Let's make it a habit. 1 week you come down. The following week, Jim. And
actually,
so
that
on.
Would be fun. Yeah.
Yeah, that would.
Yeah. Jim, his entourage will have to go down there. Are you sure you can get all those people together?
Can you handle 40 people standing around doing nothing but paying homage?
Jim's
to
sure, and for everyone that comes down, we'll throw in a Ginsu knife.
No, I don't need a vegetable steamer. No, one of those onion slicers.
You can practice throwing Ginsu knives at Jim.
I move fast.
Looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye.
Yeah, like I said, that's where I'm going directly from here to the flea market to spend some time with Nabil there and anybody who wants to come over and say hello and maybe bring your empty cartridges with you.
I don't know if I like this knife throwing idea at me though. I'm thinking about this. This is not good.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah. George, good morning.
Hello.
Yeah.
I had a question about my son's a football player, and I had some VHS highlight tapes transferred to DVD.
Uh-huh.
And I paid fairly healthy for that, and I thought I could copy them on my computer. And I've got like a DVD burner and a CD-ROM to a D&E drive, and I can't get the copy that I'm trying to reproduce.
You're trying to, so you got them in DVD format and you're trying to rip it back to a MPEG?
No, I'm actually just trying to copy a DVD.
You have a DVD already?
You have a DVD burner?
Make another copy of it.
Yeah, well, I'm sending it out to coaches and I bought 10 copies and they charge $5 a piece to make them, and I figure if I've got this computer, I can make them myself.
You have a DVD burner?
I have a burner.
Okay.
DVD burner?
Give me 1 second. I'll go find let me give you the website where they actually have free DVD replication software that works really good.
Okay.
Give me a second. I'll find that website and I'll
So just keep listening, George.
I am.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling 850 The Buzz.
You can't just put them on a photocopier and make a copy that way?
Yeah. Sure you
makes
can.
Makes a perfect copy.
Yeah. All right. Lawrence, anything else you wanted to add before the end of the show? I want to make sure that you can get your stuff in.
Sure, I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you again for having me here. One of the things that is very important to me and dear to me is IP television, obviously, subject of most of our my talk today. The magazine that I have, IPTV Magazine, of course, you can get the IPTVmagazine.com, and the subscription is free. I'm really bullish on IP television. If you're not involved in it and don't know much about it, I encourage you, if you're a professional in the IT field, you're going to hear about it. One of the things that we didn't talk about with the IP television is how is it going to make money and why is it going to roll out so quickly? And that is the unique thing about IP television is that they'll know you're watching TV and they'll know it's you specifically, and you're probably going to want them to know because with IP television, every television has a separate IP address. So the example I give is when you're watching television, if there's two people in your house, say a woman and a man, and they're watching Wizard of Oz, and the woman gets girl ads and the man gets boy ads. Well, the reason why that becomes important is for the content providers and distributors is that today they get so much money per impression. So when you watch a commercial, they might get a penny or 2 cents. But with IP television, they're going to know that you watch the commercial, and they're going to know your profile so they can get maybe 5 or 10 cents per impression. So IP television, if you get a chance, go to IPTV Magazine and learn a little bit more.
Okay.
And the site that's out there that's got excellent information on all subjects related to DVD, VCD, and so on is www.videohelp.com.
Video Help.
Video Help. And the software that I recommend is called DVD Shrink. And it's a free download. Works very well to make a one-for-one copy of DVDs. Whether you do it from... You can do it where you can say, I would like more than one copy. It will cache or save the image file. It works very well.
Okay. And we'll be back right in a minute, right here. Hey, welcome back to Computers 2K5 on Sports Radio 850, The Buzz. Well, this was a lot of fun today.
Yes, very good.
Jim, do you have anything that you wanted to mention? I mean, you were...
Actually, I do have a very humorous story.
Okay.
Runaway Bride, you know, the bride in Georgia.
Boy.
You're
going
to love this. Jennifer Wilbank's extravagant wedding plans now appear to be toast. You'll love this. So perhaps it's appropriate that a New Jersey man chose a piece of toast, actually Wonder Bread, as a canvas for the runaway bride's portrait, which he carved into this piece of bread. And this thing is now selling for more than $16,000 on eBay.
You're kidding. I kid you not.
While 48-year-old Perry Lonzello reportedly carved the George's bride likeness into the toast, posted it as a joke, the artwork has been making some serious bread, so to say. He's been keeping log of the resulting toast frenzy on eBay. Going to donate all the money to charity. As of noon, Saturday Pacific time, 116 bids have come in. Top bid, $16,100.
Is this really just a slice of toast?
I think so. And I guess he carved the woman's likeness into this piece of toast.
Have you seen the new Hitchhiker's Guide to the Universe movie yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, it was great. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Yeah, sorry. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I read all the books and I can't remember the name.
And?
But they had actually had a knife that would toast the bread as you cut it.
Very high tech. Very high tech. So if you want to get in on this piece of toast, you know, you got to bring up some money to the plate here.
And reserve not met, right?
actually, it started off, top bid week-long auction started off at $1.
Yeah.
And it closes on Sunday morning. And this story
did
May
already.
7th, so it's probably closed Pacific time. So it's probably still open, but not for too much longer Pacific time. And
interesting.
Who's going to pay $16,000 for a piece of bread with this woman's likeness on it? I don't know.
But there was something in the paper yesterday. It was yesterday or the day before yesterday about the fact that the groom cannot win any argument anymore in a bar or anything because the last thing that the other side will say is, aren't you the one that...
He's about to stay with her. I'm like, oh, my. Man.
Yeah, the headline was, are you going to take this woman... You do?
Yeah. I wouldn't.
It's amazing. The whole thing is just ridiculous. Anyway. Param.
What?
What do you want? What do you have?
What do you want?
Oh, never mind. Forget it.
No, actually, they came out with some new iMac generations. And,
yeah.
They're much nicer. As a matter of fact, if you were to really put feature to feature, starting at $1,299 still, they can't be beat. So I encourage if you want to put it together. I even put together a Dell, like, you know, same thing. And the Dell actually ended up being like $4 more, feature to feature. So by the time you put all the software that's naturally built in, you're ready to go.
So if pricing's the same, I'll buy the Dell.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you would. You would. By the way, Jim, what is that Alienware?
Don't even want to talk about that. Something go wrong, Jim? That was not my bad.
That was them being stupid.
Yeah, that was them being stupid.
That was not my being stupid. That was them being stupid.
Yeah, well, you know, it's your loss, my gain if you're not on it.
It's not his loss. Actually, he's lucky.
Yeah.
Actually, he's lucky.
Little both there.
Yeah.
Well, it's definitely a great deal on the iMac and on the power towers, up to 2.7 duals you can get now. So that's nice. So they have now a 2.0, 2.3, 2.7 with dual.
They're almost catching up.
Well, no, actually, one 2.7 equates to a 3.2 Pentium.
Never mind equates.
Never mind equates.
Okay, well, let's put it this way.
That's just a little bit too bad.
Just a little bit too bad. Well, let's put it this way. It actually outperforms a 3.2 Pentium.
Okay. All right. So. Good.
Joe's over there. Go over there.
Joe's like, hey, you know.
Hater.
We don't hate nothing.
No, they play hate,
we
Joe.
We don't hate nothing.
Oh, I know. He's a play hate. So is Jim. But it's okay.
Anyway.
I'm not.
The end of the show.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, please.
I wanna
You're a nut.
I want to thank Lawrence Hart for being here. Again,
thank you.
This is Althos Publishing. Exactly. And what's the website?
www.althosbooks.com is our main bookstore.
All right. Anybody you want to say good morning to?
Good morning, Christine. Good morning, Gretel.
Good morning, Tara. Good morning, Virginia.
All right.
Tara, are you awake over there? No.
Okay.
Benjamin, Leslie.
Good morning, Pam. And for those listeners who are interested in that IP television, the site is www.itv.com.
ITV.
No W.